Recalculating. Recalculating. Recalculating.
It goes to 1, 2, 3, and
goes T.
Tactical.
Shogun.
Knight.
Prophet.
Oh, yeah.
You are now about to witness
the Lost Boys
podcast.
Oh, you can.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, and welcome to the Lost Boys podcast, where we're broadcasting locally from Vault 420. I'm one of your hosts, Ghost T, and joining me, as always, the most handsome ghouls in the wasteland, Tactical Shogun and Night Prophet. What is up, fellas?
Hey!
Oh, you know, just scrapping junk, dude.
Scrap and junk.
The radiation didn't turn me into a hideous monster. It just made my penis very small. I look normal.
Before the radiation.
It wasn't impressive before the radiation.
But now,
it's really a talking point.
How are the balls?
They're ginormous, to be honest with you.
The
they're twice
grew,
the size.
Penis shrunk.
You pee on your balls?
Can I tell you something? I can't not pee on my balls.
Yeah. You gotta pee on
your balls.
Impossible task.
I've tried laying sideways on the toilet, and it still somehow just dribbles all over these bad boys. Dude, I can't stop.
I get one of them upside down hang bars right over the toilet. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, but then I'm just drinking pissed.
That's true. Damn it.
The old vampire method doesn't prove tried and true, as they say.
Oof.
I don't know what's going on. I still haven't watched the Fallout show.
You haven't watched it? Have you
gotten... You're not biting on the hype, dude?
There's some
hype. You know, I'm a busy guy. I haven't even really done anything crazy. Like video game wise,
like
anything. I know.
Who are you?
I know. It's crazy at the office, so I'm just spending all my time stressing about that and then sleeping. Right. But I did... You know, I played a little Fallout 4, to be honest with you.
Did you? Okay, I'm in Fallout 4.
A little bit. Are you playing?
Fuck yeah, dude. I am powering through it, finding shit I've never seen before. It's crazy. It's insane how I have 343 hours in this game, and I'm finding missions that I've never found before. It's insane. I love this game. And I'm... tempted. I started a little bit of the Fallout 76 just to see where I was at and see where level I was, and I really didn't get far at all when I first played that. And I know why, too. When that shit first came out, it was glitchy. They didn't have a lot of elements that are present now, because right off the bat, replaying just this week, again, a little bit, you're getting missions from actual people. You're seeing actual people be the mission guide. Before, when the game first came out, you were going into like the first place you go is like this bar or something, or it's one of the first places you can go, and all you did back when it came out was you found a note on the counter, and that's how you got your missions, like little notes.
What?
And shit all around. There was
no
nothing
way.
There was no robots. Really? Like that. There was no people that you could interact with at all. But they added like an element that finally makes it feel a little more alive. So they definitely improved it. So it's taking steps, leaps and bounds. Not even steps, leaps.
Dude, I'm fully addicted.
That's crazy.
76 all week.
Oh, it's awesome, and you're loving it.
You're all in.
And this is your first Fallout game, right?
Super fun.
At all.
This is my I tried Fallout 3 back when it came out.
Right, I think you were.
And I just put it down. So. Yeah, this is, dude. I'm having a great fucking time in 76 for sure. I mean, it has its Bethesda jank.
Yes,
they don't ever let me down when it comes to glitches and shit like that. But it's also one of those Bethesda games where I'm just enjoying cruising around the world, dude, just like fucking Skyrim.
I really want you to play 4 and see what, because revisiting that too,
to
and like you're talking about 25th. Scrapping. Like just taking every good.
Oh my God, really?
Taking every single thing you can. Like that wasn't really a part of 3 or New Vegas as much. New Vegas had a little bit of it where you could just grab anything. They still had all the random shit out that you could grab, but there was no reason for it. Four actually set that in motion where you're scrapping shit down to the fucking screws and gears or whatever the hell, steel,
yeah, springs,
you know, metal, and you can make that so much stuff. Shit out of it and mod your guns and everything else. So I'm guessing 76 has those elements too, where you can use them at the crafting tables and stuff. Is that true?
Yeah, so you have all different kinds of crafting tables, and everything you break down in, you can use it to build guns, you can use it to fix your guns, upgrade your guns, put different parts on them. And then also when you break down guns, it unlocks like modifiers for your guns. So you can kind of get more barrels, more grips, and all that stuff. So you kind of just like, say for example, I like this hunting rifle. So every single time I found a hunting rifle, I would break it down and it would give me a mod. And then I would be able to craft that stuff. But yeah, it's seriously, I pick up everything, dude. I'm picking up fucking tin cans. Picking up, you know, desk fans and all kinds of shit. Yeah.
Desk fans are great. You get the screws.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Exactly. Dude, I was hunting for screws all day today.
You get the board games, so you can get a little bit of nuclear shit. And
it was a daily quest today, too. Break down a board game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro, what the fuck?
Game or yeah.
All right, ready? Because I had a crazy Fallout experience. Because Fallout 4 hasn't worked on my computer since day one. This weekend, I am going to completely factory reset. I have Windows up, you know, installer on my thing on a flash drive. In fact, I'll hold it up for you so you know I'm not kidding.
Let's see this flash drive right here. Okay, all right.
Evidence.
We see the evidence.
What's on there?
There's some nuclear codes. It's a flash drive. It's a flash drive. Okay, my parole officer's watching.
Legit.
I am at a nuclear power plant in Iran, by the way. I'm hoping that
I was going to ask what your background was. I couldn't tell.
It's an Iranian nuclear power plant that I'm really hoping we got to keep this one up for the boys. You know what I mean? But I'm going to fucking reset my whole goddamn computer. And I'm going to try. I want to try Fallout again, but I want to mod the fucking piss out of it, dude. I don't know why it crashes. It doesn't crash until I get out of the vault. Once I climb up from the vault, it immediately crashes.
I had to adjust. I had to tweak a file to get 76 to run more than 40 FPS this week. So I had to go into one of the like the INI files, and they have like a VSync that's automatically on, and you can't access it from the menu in game. So you have to tweak the file and change the value from 1 to 0 to turn off the VSync. And once I did that, I'm getting like over 100 frames per second.
Oh, good.
But it was like, stuck at 40, and Cube posted the fix in Discord. But you know, that's just like a fucking Bethesda thing, dude. It's so, they have so many problems with shit like that.
It's fucking gay, dude. It's so gay because I just want to play the game. I want to mod the piss out of it. So I tried to play it on PS5. I downloaded the PS4 version because it's free. And then immediately I went into the Creation Club. And I spent 5 whole American dollars in the Creation Club so I can get a couple of knickknacks, a couple of little guns there. Because the mods I used to play with on Xbox are not on the PS4 version. I don't know if it's because they got taken down from the mod page or if they're just not there anymore. But so I downloaded a couple of mods that seemed familiar to me. And then I put a cheat room in there so I could just fucking walk right out of the vault and go get a couple guns because I wanted to play on survival mode. I didn't really want to drag and like start with no guns and do whatever. So I just, you know, going to give myself a little leg up.
Hardcore,
you know what I'm saying?
A little cheating. Yeah. It's all right.
So in 76, you actually have the option to start at level 20 if you want to.
I did that.
Oh, really? Well, see, I think maybe that's what crashed my game is that I had the start a new life mod, which is like, you pick kind of your origin story, and then you start at a random point in the map with certain stats already, and maybe like a couple extra items and knickknacks that you would have already
like
had
been living in the world.
Exactly.
Okay.
You
weren't a vault dweller necessarily.
It is.
And so, I think that fucked me, and then I think once I put that mod in there for some reason, one of the files didn't leave. It got left behind, and then that's what was causing my game to crash. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Or like a nuclear physicist.
It's not medical advice, people.
It's not medical advice.
Entertainment.
But please take it as medical advice. and so then now, I started the PS4. I got in there. I died to a couple rad roaches right off rip. I was getting very fucking pieced up in Vault 111 on survival mode. a rad roach broke my leg.
Holy shit.
I had a stim pack, and I was just smacking these things because there's no aim assist in that mode, so I'm just really analoging it, and I'm fucking terrible with a controller, guys. That's fucking embarrassing.
Oh, that's hard to play a shooter with a controller, dude.
Ever since I got a PC, I mean, I've been playing PC for fucking 3 years now. Every night I can't go back. I can't shoot go back, especially with no aim assist, so... You know, I got pieced up a little bit, got out of the vault, went to my fucking little cheat room, started trying to pick up ammo from like a box that had every ammo type, 100,000 of every ammo type. And then I accidentally picked up everything in that box, and then I got over encumbered and broke my legs. And so I haven't played anymore. So I didn't really do anything.
Oh, man.
But much like the film, much like the show, I got 5 minutes in. And then that was about it. I want to play on my computer.
You're gonna love the show, I think.
I gotta watch the show.
Breaking Lost Boys news. It just happened today, so maybe people are just hearing this for the first time. But it is now officially renewed for season two, which I think was going to be an inevitability because of just the world. The world is so big. Like I don't know if this is a spoiler, Tack. Don't listen if you don't want to know. I won't say anything major. But I don't even think they showed any super mutants or anything, right? In the show. And that's a whole fucking... That's a whole season right there that they could explore.
Who are super mutants? Kidding. I know who those are. I'm just fucking around.
They're past 5 minutes in the game, I think.
They're just green Shaquille O'Neals running around the
exactly,
fucking
exactly yeah yeah, yeah. They're like ghetto Hulks, dude,
with very gun trigger happy.
Fuck, dude. I like Fallout. I could get back into Fallout, dude. I think to be honest with you,
I'm so in.
But I gotta mod it. I don't want to. Ghosts. I have a lot of hours in vanilla. I'm over it. I want a realistic-y, like, apocalyptic experience. I don't want to play Metro, though, because that's a communist game. I want a good old American...
Get into Metro, yeah.
Metro is not my jive turkey.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I didn't dig it.
Well, no one... You know, Russia's not a country we could support right now, I don't think.
I don't know.
So, I'm not going to play Metro.
Who to support right now, to be honest. I don't support anyone.
The gays is what I hear is the move to get on.
That's the support the gays. You need to give? The gays?
Yeah. Why not? Somebody's got to be right.
Too.
Well, what's not the... Isn't it June? When's Pride Month?
Oh, yeah. We got a month. We can love
Pride year,
month.
Dude.
It is Pride year. Yo, 2024 is a gay year.
Pride Infinity.
I don't know, dude. I'll watch the show.
Yeah, check it out, bro.
I'll watch it, dude. Did you watch a show? Did you watch? I'm gonna question you right now. Did you fucking watch Vinland Saga, you homo? That you said you were gonna give us the rundown here.
Here's the fucking deal, bro. Now
you sound like my dad about to tell me he can't pick me up.
Now I have to admit, son, maybe next weekend.
I don't know. I've been playing Fallout 4 this week, pretty much all my free time, which hasn't been a ton this week. And as I've been playing, I've been watching Vinland. So, unfortunately, I haven't been giving it 100% attention, but I'm getting enough to really enjoy it. And I will tell you now, I'm at episode... Now, the way I found it, I had to find I think it's a bundle. It has, like, two English dubs on it. Netflix version and some other version, I don't know.
Crunchyroll version.
But, maybe Sentai or something they keep saying.
Netflix,
so I finally found that, but I think it's all of them. Is it 24 episodes that are total, both seasons? Because I think it's both seasons combined.
Yeah, it's like 24.
Okay, so I'm on 14 or
goddamn,
I got the thing up now. I'm on episode 14.
You finished season
right
one
now. Yeah, because yeah, the theme music changed and I hated that first theme music. I wanted to talk about that. I really did not like the theme music on the first season. It was fucking horrible. And the second one's not that much better, but it's better.
Dude, go back and listen to my review on this show. I was like, yo, the theme song trash. Gosh. Like,
I forgot the theme song
was
good.
But it was horrible, man. It's like this mix of Mandarin and English, and it's just heavy metal or whatever.
It's like rock kinda, pop. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's a weird combo.
These dadgum Japanese. Down,
it's all over the place.
By the way,
they're trying to be they're trying to appeal to Americans with the theme song or something by incorporating every genre into one and smashing it together. And
by the way, no, 24 episodes is just the first season.
Are you sure?
Positive.
24 episodes.
Each season is 24 episodes.
Yeah, each season is 24.
Well, how come the theme song changed halfway through then?
Because it's a more of, it's just a... Whatever. It's like they do that.
Did they release it in parts? Did they do it like Attack of Titan, where it's like like part one of one and two of one?
Oh, that's why I had to wait for the. That's right, because I had to wait for the second half of season two's dub.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me kind of happy then, because I'm enjoying the pace, and they are kind of short episodes. You do kind of wish they went on a little longer sometimes.
What's the most recent thing that's happened?
Right. Okay. This is what literally just happened.
Oh my
and
God,
spoilers
so
for those out there is that the gang, I don't know, again, I'm losing some of the nuance in the names.
Escalades boys.
But they, they went on they just got into this village, snowy village.
Oh my God.
And they pretty much gathered everybody together, all the children, lots of children in this village. They took all the food, and then the axes started flying, and it's just like, oh my God. There was one little girl that got away, and I'm literally paused right at 20 minutes in, so it's almost over, but that's literally what just happened. I was watching right before the show, too. So yeah, they're slaughtering this village, and it was pretty rough. They got that like priest.
So you
guy
just met
now.
That little pussy prince guy.
Oh
prince
my Knut. God, is it a prince Knut? Or a princess? I'm
no,
kind
it's
of confused.
Guy.
He sounded a little more guyish when he started yelling at Thorfinn, but it was just like
he's a hella beta.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm not.
Can
liking
I tell
that.
You something?
Not liking
dude,
the prince so far.
You are at an area right now because that's. I know exactly what episode you're talking about, and it becomes the show really just fucking. I think that show kind of gradually raises until about the halfway point of the first season, and then it's just fucking. It's all skyrocketing. And night.
Well, this episode, for sure.
Or if you have, if you agree, whatever.
Yeah, it was a slow start, and I remember that I got through probably 5 or 6 episodes and I restarted it because I hadn't given it 100% like you.
Yep,
I was putting it around, put it on as background noise type of shit, and then so I ended up restarting it, and once it you get around that halfway point, it takes off for sure.
Well, yeah, like this episode right off the bat, this was a great episode all around. So it's just like, ooh, this one I was paying attention to and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I think
these guys are fucking savages.
Damn, very.
It really captures that essence, I think, of the historical accuracy of the fact that these Vikings did not give a fuck, dude.
Oh, they're raiders, man. That's it.
They were taking what they wanted, and they were out. Did you watch them with the Frenchman already?
Wait,
was that where they helped the French guys raid? A village or something? Or a fort?
I think so. It doesn't sound too
familiar. It sounds a little early. I feel like that's a little... hold on, dude. I gotta look up the episodes.
About that. I don't know. French?
Is that at the river? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, bro? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
I know you're getting that weird
priest and...
Yeah, you watched that already.
Just kind of curious what's going on with Thorfinn, and he's going to kill the dude.
What do you think about Thorfinn?
It's been an entertaining arc so far of his journey, from with his dad getting killed and him wanting this revenge, but him being entwined. What's the word there?
Intertwined
with
yeah,
his
good word.
Dad's killer, and he hates him, and so it's very curious. I don't know what to think of it. He keeps a lot hidden inside. He's not letting a lot out. So
he's quiet lad.
But I love his fighting skills. He's fucking brutal as shit. But you can see that heart in there. Like when he was with that like family that took him in for a short brief time. And then he went back and just started slaughtering all the soldiers anyway. Yelled at him and shit.
That was funny. The episode where he raids the Frenchman. Is where he climbs that fort. You see him jump from the fucking boat and he sticks the daggers in the wood of that fort. He starts climbing up with the fucking daggers. And then you get that first person kind of view where he's running towards the general of those guys. His general's got like the feathers on his hat or whatever, his helmet. And he's slicing through all these fucking soldiers trying to get to that general and cut his dadgum head off. You don't remember that, dude?
I don't remember. You were playing Fallout.
You were fucking looking at the screws.
I had super mutants on my ass. I needed screws so I could build a doorway, bro. On my settlement.
Dude, go back to, I think it's like episode 7 or 8, and watch this guy.
And just go back and really focus and watch like
and then everything again. You see Askeladd like negotiate with the French, you know? And, like, he always uses this kid as, like, his own fucking little lackey, where, like, if he dies, he really just doesn't have a care in the world.
No.
Whether this kid dies or not, he goes, yo, go negotiate with the French. Tell them that we're going to fucking do something. And everybody's like, yo, you're just going to send him alone? He goes, if he dies, who fucking cares? He's trying to kill me, guys. Like, who fucking cares if he dies? You know what I mean? But the kid gets it done, and they send a signal, and then the fucking people are like, yo, we're going to help you. Yeah. And then they raid the village with the Frenchman, but they do it before the Frenchman.
That's the one where they send him in first, right?
They send him in first. He negotiates with the French. Or I don't know if it's French people. It might be English people. I don't know, but
oh yeah, now I know. Yeah, the English people. Yeah, I remember now.
It does throw me off that everybody speaks English, but then there's like Danishes and English people, and then French people, and none of them understand each other, but they're all speaking English.
I know that does.
It's very funny. Though.
Like just the last episode, the guy's like, "Does anybody speak Danish that can understand me? Please spare us." And then they cut their heads off.
And then they fucking they raid the fucking fort, and then before the French king gets there, the little short guy,
king. I remember the king. Yeah.
He like they raided everything. And so they go, yo, you get the victory.
I get the fucking treasure.
And all the dudes are laughing. Oh my god, it's great. Great. I fucking love that guy. You're gonna love the characters, dude. Just keep watching the show. I'm glad that you're watching it. I'm so happy.
I told you what, I had to do it. So, yeah, I've been slowly watching that all week long, and I'm going to keep going. Got to see that second season. You guys are hyping the fuck up, so.
Yo, that's the fucking... I'm going to rewatch Vinland Saga, dude. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's number 3 on the show.
That's number 3. That's number 3. And I've talked about all 3 of them here on this program here. We're on episode 50, by the way. We haven't...
We're giving ourselves
a little pat on the back.
Cheers. No, if we were going to do salute. I didn't even really notice or think about it, I guess.
100. I literally just saw it right now on the screen where it says episode 50. Any cool memories from the show's past that you guys hold near and dear to your penis?
Well, my short-term memory is really shot, so I barely remember any of these episodes.
I mean, it's been a year almost.
But I think that they're all great. So I remember all of them. And want you all to just go back and listen to them all. Because they're all wonderful. Best show ever. No, I don't know.
Listen Joe to our Biden. Show like our, Tack watches Vinland Saga.
Go just back, rewatch.
Over and over.
Rewatch.
do an analysis on some of us, you know,
do a breakdown.
Really analyze our characters and just take your time with it. You got to make love to this podcast. This isn't a real quick jackhammer fucking and get out of there. You got to take this podcast to dinner and you got to butter it up.
Wine and dine
and take your time.
I want to see everybody out there. Make some reaction videos, hidden camera reaction videos. Play the show for your grandparents. See what they say.
If your grandma's not listening to this show, your grandparents can't continue to have the sex life that they had when they were young.
That's the only
I'm
going to
be honest with you right
it's
now.
True. And that's the only factor.
Of why Thank you.
Happen. I'm with
you. Thank you for backing me up on that.
Of course. 1,000%, bro.
Yeah. What? Anybody else do anything? I didn't do anything cool. I've been watching, so I'm going on vacation in June to the DR, and I want to do some gambling, you see.
Ooh.
And I've got a little nest egg squirreled away so that I could have some money to tip, because it's an all-inclusive place that I'm going to. And, you know, you don't really pay for anything, but you got to tip out the ass, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
Tip everybody and get taken care of. That's really what sets you apart. So I'm trying to do that, and then I want to gamble out there. I got another little squirrel fund.
Yeah,
I want to hit blackjack, dude. So I've been watching an Australian. I'm fascinated with an Australian fella that I'm gonna pull up his name right now. I'm gonna shout Steven out.
Bridges? Is he into
no? His name is Tim.Naki, Naki on Instagram.
Big and up
Tim. Okay.
He does every day. Every day. No.
Oh, no? Okay. I love watching like card counters and shit on YouTube.
Whether he does or he doesn't, I don't know what his methods are. The only thing this guy does is he goes and every day he goes and does an online poker hand, or I'm sorry, blackjack hand, and he bets 10 cents for every follower he has. So the guy's up to 910,000 followers right now. And it's pretty fucking crazy to see him just throw $86,000 on a fucking hand of poker. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's a real dopamine hit because the guy will win some. And then, like, for instance, the one that he just did today where he bet 91, he lost $91,000. But he's been on a fucking win streak for the past couple days, and it's just been like, God damn, dude, I want to fucking see it. It's a nice hit of dopamine, and so then now I'm playing on my phone in a virtual casino. It's not real money; it's fucking fake money that I'm betting. I'm not spending my own fucking ducats here. But it is it's fun to play blackjack. Right, and I love it.
Interject the question real quick: do you hit on 15 or not?
I hit on 15. I hit on 16. The only one I stand on is 17.
Okay.
I'll hit on 16 every time.
My, 16 every time? Man, that's rough. Okay.
You'll have to hit up my boy Xerxes in the chat. He used to deal cards.
Big up Xerxes.
Really? Oh, Xerxes? Yeah, sort of fucking... Give me some of the damn secrets to the penis here. I got to milk this cow.
Hit him up in the Discord. He'll hook you up, dude.
If I come back from the DR a billionaire, I will, you know, pay it forward. Because that's just the kind of guy I am.
Pay it forward. You know what I mean? 10 burgers, 10...
Right. I'm glad you caught it. Yeah, 55 cheeseburgers.
I'm trying something. Tim Robinson, big up. Oof. You should 100% not always hit on 16. All right. This is the first bit of advice from the Zerks. Do not.
No, I always hit on 16. What do you mean, dude? What do you mean?
Depends if on you... the card that the dealer's showing and what other people have on the table as well.
Yeah. I haven't gotten that far, guys. I just watched this Australian guy go, you got what I hit on 16. I've got a package. And then he hits a five.
$91,000, all right.
And then you're going to piss a lot of people off. What? How does that work? So if I'm playing with a group of people, does me playing affect their hand?
Yeah, I don't,
does it really?
If you hit on the wrong numbers, you're considered taking the dealer's possible bust card. So, like, that's what... So, everyone's really trying to make the dealer lose. It's not about, like, necessarily you winning or getting the highest number. It's about majority of the time you're trying to make the dealer bust.
I'll fucking fight a bunch of Dominicans for my honor, dude. I'm playing for myself. Papa's looking out for number one. Dude, fuck this Mexican guy to the left of me. I don't give a hoot. I'm playing to win.
I either like playing with only friends or heads up with the dealer. That's like the two ways I play blackjack. So I either have to know everyone at the table or I just play heads up. But that's it. I like to have fun with my buddies. Yeah.
Do you ever hit on 17 night?
No, very usually no. Rare. I mean, it's gambling too, right? So there's different situations all the time. You might, you know,
you can talk about splitting.
You can talk about double down, like all kinds of shit, right? There's so many different situations within blackjack itself that not every situation. It's not good to think like do this thing on a certain number every time. You know what I mean?
No, of course, of course. Yeah, so I understand.
Like adapt, you know. Tuesday, call that audible, dude.
Call the audible. Do you do you know anything about counting cards?
Called blackjack.
I don't know about it myself, but I do watch card counters and stuff. Like there's a guy that the guy I brought up, Steve Bridges. He's a pretty cool account to watch because he almost always gets kicked out of the casino because they figure, you know, they see how well he's doing and they always like try to ban him from casinos. He's banned from a lot of casinos.
So why is it
right?
Why is it illegal to count cards?
It's not illegal. Not technically illegal. You know what I mean? It's a weird thing.
You're smart. You know,
they can refuse
game.
They can refuse business, I guess, to anybody. Regardless, you know, like essentially just 86 them.
This shit's 76.
Like, you know, they can't report him to the cops or anything. The only thing they do is they trespass him. And so that's how they get the cops involved. They just say, hey, we're trespassing this guy from the casino. He's 86 and that type of thing. They put his picture up on a wall. I guess more likely on a computer nowadays, but yeah.
What is the... God, that would be fucking lit. I would love to get 86 from a fucking club, big boy. Tell you that right now. Then I know I made it. Do they let you keep your money if they kill you? If they kill you? If they kick you out?
I think it depends on the state and where you're gambling. It really depends on the laws.
I'll fight fucking anybody for my honor.
Yeah, it depends on the laws, dude. Shit. You should watch his channel because he gets into like... that's a part of his show too. Or not a show, but his channel is not necessarily... his skills in card counting and doing well on the tables and stuff. It's also like what happens to him in the process afterwards, like him getting his money and all that shit. And sometimes they make him jump through all kinds of fucking hoops to cash his chips out and all that shit.
You gotta be pretty smart, I'm guessing, too.
Yeah.
I hate to see a brother come up in this world, dude.
Good memory, at least. Like instant. That's tricky, man. I don't know.
I like gambling right now, I think, which is a problem, obviously, right? I don't want to be
gambling. Is fun, dude. It's a game. You just got to make sure you got the money to lose, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You got to be smart. You can't take out a second mortgage.
I do penny slots. That's about it.
You do penny slots? I've never feel like penny slots. I feel like slots are like not real.
I only like video poker in terms of like automated gambling. Like at the bar, you know, like usually at the bar, they have like video poker, that type of shit.
That's fun too.
Yeah.
Playing blackjack there, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the casino actually it was like last week or 2 weeks ago with the wifey. And I got up $20.
There you go.
The first like half hour we were there, I just fucking... walked around and watched her play the rest of the time. I was happy being up 20 and not putting any more money in any machine.
How much did she lose?
She lost probably $100.
So you're down 80.
Somewhere around there. Well, I was up 20.
You were up 20. That's all I meant. Let's go.
We got separate balances at the casino, all right, dude?
I like roulette also.
I'm in the black. She's in the red. What can I say?
I tried to tell her, hey, let's just stop. Yeah. Let's go get dinner. You know what I mean? But, you know, whatever. She had fun. That's fine. She plays for different reasons.
So yeah, I had a buddy whose mother-in-law plays slots exclusively. And, you know, this is while I was working at the post office a few years ago. She won a fucking Range Rover on the slot machine.
Damn.
And she took the cash equivalent, which was $60,000. And when I talked to my buddy about it, I go, God damn, this is gotta be crazy, this fucking lady. Because it was his mother-in-law. You go, your fucking mother-in-law won 60 grand. You gotta feel great. Everybody's gotta be happy. He goes, dude, trust me. She broke even. If for all the, you know, money that she's lost at that casino, she probably broke even.
Oh, right. So you're talking about over a lifetime. I thought you meant
over,
that.
I mean, over the course of, I mean, she'd probably been going for a few years, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay.
I mean, that's true. Not terrible.
True.
But think of the money. Budgeted,
hopefully, reasonable people budgeted each visit, so it's not like a crazy loss.
This woman wasn't very reasonable, I don't think. She was quite a problem.
Oof.
Problema, as the Latinos
a lot of people have it. A lot of people have it with the casino.
I like a casino, dude. I say, you know what? Don't they pump oxygen in there to like keep you there longer and keep you more awake, keep you from getting tired or whatever?
Isn't that dark in there, so you don't know what time it is outside?
Yeah, no clocks.
No clocks.
Atlantic City used to do that.
A lot of prostitutes around, is what I hear.
Yes,
is that true?
True.
A lot of eye candy to keep you.
While you're sitting there to keep you there, and they take an extra long time to bring you back your drink if you've noticed. If you're sitting at some of these spots, like what you want, hon? Okay, you want
get them neat too.
Rum and Coke, and
no
then
ice.
Back in like 45 minutes.
Don't get them with ice because they'll be fucking sweaty by the time you get them, dude. You'll get them
free drinks at casino. I always get neat, dude. I just give me a Crown Royal.
Because that shit will be fucking, that shit will be melted by the time you get it back.
Yeah, yeah. It's like syrup.
They let that shit sit for fucking 45 minutes before they bring it to you. By then, you've lost $1,600, exactly. And it's the for a fucking room temperature
water down Crown, yeah.
Insane in the membrane.
Still in the house, honey, but I got this drink.
But I got this lukewarm Michelob.
Warm ass Heineken.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. I don't know. Gambling's cool, I guess. I'm playing tonight. I'm going to gamble some more tonight on this fake money.
Is it a bunch of different games on there? Is it all just...
Yeah, there is, actually. I can switch between roulette, blackjack, poker. Here, ready? Oh, fucking...
We got to do the fucking the virtual reality.
Let's do virtual reality. Do you like that? Did I post... I think I posted poker that stars, video in the... Poker Stars. I'm actually down to play after this if you want.
Oh, I'm down.
To be 1,000 with you.
You got that night?
Poker Stars?
Yeah, it's free.
No, I don't have any gambling games on the VR yet.
Get out.
Dude, get it. It's like two gigs. You'll download it in fucking 14 seconds. They got craps. I don't know anything about craps.
I'm a craps guy. I'm not a big poker fan. I didn't know they had craps. Like, that's my fucking game, dude.
They don't have craps. I'm sorry, in Poker Stars. I'm talking about my fucking dumb phone thing now. I'm sorry. I should have specified. I'm sorry.
Blackjack. They did just have poker, but they do a blackjack now. They have...
Yo, let's go play blackjack, dude. And roulette. Yeah, they have roulette. Dude.
Blackjack, a whole table of us in VR would be dope.
I think it's three people to a table, right?
You can get sick, like,
dude.
Multiple.
It'd be perfect.
You can get like more than that, really.
Can you? I always love that
I bet
video.
We could do like a private table, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Like the three of us? Yeah, easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if somebody else wanted to join us?
Or somebody in the chat. Yo, if y'all are down after the show, we can play a couple hands.
I think you could play it on desktop, too, kind of like...
I'm looking for screws after the show, dog.
Oh, sorry. You got screws to find. Yeah.
Okay. I need black titanium as well.
Black titanium? Ooh, it's just bigger. It's just bigger than regular titanium.
It's hard to find. Yeah. Yeah, larger chunks, dude, for sure.
Allegedly. All right, never mind. I saw that.
No, it's not an alleged, dude. Yeah, I've seen the videos.
I saw that dude in the bid.
Imagine
that.
It's funny. I was going to say something and I forgot completely. Oh, it's funny, the video. I always love that video of the guy sitting at the Poker Stars table. They're playing poker.
Hit me.
And he goes, hit me. He goes, dude, you're not playing blackjack.
I love that one.
He goes, no, hit me. He goes, 17, hit me. He goes, dude, you're not playing blackjack. He goes, maybe next round.
Yeah.
He goes, dude, are you fucking out of your mind? Like, I'll stay. He goes, you're not playing blackjack. This is not blackjack 21, bro. Are you stupid? He goes, I'm over 21. I'm allowed to be here.
It's like this dude that trolls people on VR poker. It's so funny, dude.
He just did one. The same guy just did one. On on like the MetaQuest version of VR chat, whatever the new thing is that Quest has. They have their own like VR chat, but it's just avatars.
Yeah,
I think that one. And he goes, "Hey, can I do an interview with you?" And the guy goes, "You know, I do an interview for like TikTok and YouTube." And then the guy that is he's about to interview goes, "Yeah, sure." And then he turns around and he goes, "Hey, where'd you go?" He goes, "You can't keep moving off a screen, dude." And the guy's like, "No, I'm behind you." He goes, "What do you mean? I don't see you." And so the guy moves out around him. He goes, "Oh, there you go. Well, do me a favor. Don't move off screen because then it's hard for me to keep track of you." He goes, "I didn't move, man. You turned around." He goes, "All right. Well, anyway, all right. I got to ask you. I'm going to do the interview now." And then he turns around again. And then he just fucking keeps having this guy go back and forth between them. God, what a troll. I love a nice internet troll.
Good trolls out there. There's the double speak guy who's out there right now.
Who's that?
I don't know, but he says shit like Boomhauer kind of from King of the Hill, where you don't know what the hell he's saying, and he's trying to talk to people in real life and secretly recording it. It's pretty funny because no one knows what the fuck he's saying.
You know who does really good trolling is Andrew Dice Clay. He's still right now. Yo, he does so on Instagram. If you follow him on Instagram, he's a great Instagram follow. He just goes up to random people and asks them, "Are you guys like he'll go to people at the airport? Are you guys here for the picture? Do you want to take the picture?" And they go, "What?" He goes, "Oh, you guys booked me for the picture to take a picture." And you go, "No, I don't know what you're talking about." And he goes, "Oh." He just stands there, and he's like recording himself super close to his phone.
Is he started the real talking Andrew Dice Clay?
Yo, the real Andrew Dice Clay. I swear to God. How old is he? Dude, he's old as hell.
Yeah. Look this up. Sorry, go ahead. This
is he walks up to some dude here on New York's on the New York's like sidewalk. He goes, "Did you hear about all the seaweed in Florida?" And the guy's wife is like pulling him away. She won't let him talk to him. He goes, "Yeah, there's a lot of seaweed." He goes, "You've heard about it. It's famous." he's a fucking clown.
He's a character. And even Andrew Dice Clay, when he was Dice Clay, was a character he created, kind of like Pee Wee Herman sort of thing, but in the total 180 diversion from how
Pee Wee Herman was. Vampire sits down and asks for a boiling water at the bar. And somebody says, "What are you doing?" And he pulls out a used tampon and says, "I'm making tea." Oh! Fuck it. What a retard.
Oh God!
Not even funny
back then, man. You had to be there.
It wasn't even funny.
It was the vibe, bro. Nah,
it was. I think it was more the vibe. The vibe definitely.
It was the wave.
Was the wave
cadence, dude?
Yeah, 100%, dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's before leather jackets were vulgar.
He was raw.
What a good guy!
In your face, shock.
Yeah, man. Things are crazy. Did you see? We might go to World War III. What are you guys going to do if we go to World War III? There's a lot going on over there right now.
I think we've been in a World War III for a long time, really. This is just a physical manifestation of it. Because what? Are we talking a war like they're doing in Israel, Iran?
I'm talking about Israel invading Iran.
Blah, blah, blah. And
taking down
the fucking America. Looking for screws, honestly.
They're looking for screws and black titanium. Brown titanium, I think, is what they're looking for over there.
Fallout is blowing up right now. They're trying to get us ready.
Vault-Tec secretly owns Bethesda. And
the problem is
we've taken the propaganda.
Boom.
They're gonna have to create vaults, is where it's going. I think that's coming.
The leader
are starting to create vaults.
Leave.
Because Russia
got a bug out bag.
Do you really?
I got a bug out bag.
For sure.
I got a bag full of bugs. I think I got I didn't do it right.
Ooh, yeah. We'll talk about this.
Well, it depends. Like, are they flies for your fishing rod or?
No, I'll tell you what. Not even a little bit. It's just a bunch of dirty bugs, dead moths and whatnot.
A lot of dead moths.
A lot of dead moths. I collect them.
Oh, shit.
I think it's fucking crazy. I think it, you know, obviously the problem is when people get involved, right? If somebody wants to back one of the teams, someone else is going to go, well, I'll back this guy if you're going to back him. And then, you know, it becomes this kind of ladder of who's backing who. And there's a lot of people openly saying they're going to back one side or the other, which is always not great, I don't think. Because then I'd, you know, I just hope they don't fuck with my Starlink, selfishly. I don't really care about the infrastructure or anything going down. I just want to make sure that Elon keeps shooting these things up there so I can hit 200 megs one day.
Someday.
Someday.
Because the price of the Starlink's getting more and more expensive. It's gone up from $99 since I first had it to $120.
Oh, really?
And I feel like I feel like a third world war is going to take it to $150. Easy.
Oh, just think of what the gas prices are going to be.
They got to pay off these Cybertruck recalls, dude.
Yo, have you seen that?
I saw my first Cybertruck driving the other day. It was crazy. I was like, ooh, there's one.
I got cut off in traffic by one. I wanted to go fucking shoot at it, but then I remember that video of Joe Rogan shooting an arrow at it. I was like, it's probably not going to go that well.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
It's a tough time. It's a weird time.
Tough truck. It's a tough time.
But in the trying times that are the universe, it's all the eclipses.
All from the eclipse. It's all been different since.
Yeah.
It's been the same. Come on.
The mood is so apocalyptic right now. Fallout, World War III, eclipse. I mean, we've just been on this topic for a while.
Yep.
I blame the black titanium to be, you know, personally. I think the black titanium.
Whoa. Let's not bring that into this.
Who's hoarding those veins?
Somebody's hoarding those veins. I've heard black titanium's very veiny.
Oh, shit.
All right. I don't know, dude. What else is going on here? What do you guys? Knight, you do anything crazy this week, dude? I know you're just fucking really chipping away at all those screws and nuclear material.
Yeah, man. I'm a converted Fallout fan for sure.
Ooh yeah.
The show was great. I loved the show from the front all the way to the end, dude. It was fantastic. Yeah. I'm like working on second watch through right now. That's so funny.
Worth it.
It's so well done. I mean, the comedy. I love like the main character Lucy. I think she's hilarious at like how naive she is in certain situations, but she's like also kind of badass like when she needs to be. Because there's just like some funny mixes.
It's so much
where
the feeling of the game.
Yeah.
Bro, like
there's like chaos happening. She's like, okie dokie. And you're like, you know what I mean? Like that's her response to it. And you're like, what the fuck? Like,
that was that naive 50s kind of vibe. Crazy.
The characters were awesome. What was it? Walton Goggins as the ghoul. Fucking so good.
Yeah, he's perfect. He's good in the
life. Yeah.
He's good. But yeah, perfect ghoul.
But I'm addicted to the whole universe now. I mean, my whole TikTok was Fallout all week. Like, people are posting Fallout videos like crazy right now. People are playing Fallout 3, 4, New Vegas. They're diving into the lore and sharing, like, lore videos about stuff. They're talking about the actors. And it's kind of, like, taking over. It's definitely a little hype wave going on. It's pretty cool. One thing I realized is that the actress that plays Lucy, I forget her name, but I looked up her IMBD, and she was the voice for Jinx in the Arcane, that Living Legends Netflix show I was telling you guys to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she's been in two bangers for video game audiences. So good for her.
Ella Purnell. Ella Purnell. Big up Ella Purnell.
Ella Purnell, that's it, yeah.
Them eyes.
Those eyes, they stared into my soul. I'm not sure what was happening there.
She got like big anime eyes. That's why.
Yeah, she captured.
She got bonafide.
Nah, she's definitely cute though, for sure.
Yellow Jacket, she was in.
Yellow Jacket.
I don't know if I saw
that. Was good. I heard that was good.
I don't know that film.
Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, she was in.
What the fuck did you just call me?
Yeah, yeah, easy Jamie on the slurs there, dude. Yeah.
Sorry, that was the black.
But yeah, so after the show, man, I just figured I'd dive into a game. So all the Fallouts were on sale. I bought 4 and I bought 76. between the two. I got both of them for $17 on Steam. And maybe I'm even, I haven't done four yet, but 76 I've been enjoying so much that I actually like subscribed for a month for their service on the Fallout 76 the game. Pass,
whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Game Pass type, or not like a Game Pass. It's a more of like a premium battle pass with added rewards, but you get access to more buildings and like structures. And just like you thought, Ghost, as soon as I started building in this game, I was fully fucking
addicted.
You were fucking
in there.
Oh my God. Yeah. My base is
so dope.
Is solid. And, you know, they throw you a bunch of free cosmetics with it. So I was able to buy some cool structures for my base.
Did you get that free gay pride flag? Come on, bro.
Yes, I did. 100%. I got the gay. Oh my God.
I saw that was advertised.
They had like the asexual flag. They had the queer flag. Dude, I got every single one of those flags.
Love it.
Oh, girl. You go, girl.
Yeah. but yeah, it's a fun game, man. It's in a good spot. It's definitely janky. I will say that I think the shooting is terrible. I think that was what turned me off of 3, because that was what I remember about 3.
You got to use like, that in 3. Like
I was like, I didn't feel in.
Ooh, brother, what is this?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, what is that, brother? Like, I love that one. I think the reason I never really got into Fallout is because I was into Borderlands, which I feel I'm getting Borderlands vibes when I'm playing Fallout because it's got comedy. It's a looter shooter type of game. I'm exploring. It's kind of post-apocalyptic. In Borderlands, instead of breaking out of the vault, you're trying to break in the vault. That's like the purpose of Borderlands games. So there's like a vault, you know, aspect to it too. So I think that's why I got turned off, is like the shooting's a little awkward, man. But I'm having enough fun with the crafting. I feel like a scavenger, dude. I'm running around this post-apocalyptic world just grabbing everything I can to build it into some kind of ghetto base with like I love the look. The aesthetic is so great with all it almost like junkyard type of shit, you know, the aesthetic with like cartoons
retro modernness
type
of feel, the whole vibe and the music, and yeah, it's great.
I don't know how the other Fallouts are, but in 76, the skill tree or the character building aspect, the special, is like a deck builder. It's like a card thing. Is that how it is in 3 and 4?
I don't think it's like that in 3 and 4, but it's more of like skill tree where you'll unlock more skills in that field the more you add. So like you have the special. For instance, Fallout 4, like special at the top, right?
That's how it is.
There's skills associated with each one. And then the more, let's say, you get like, you can get up 10 levels in each one. And then that'll unlock more skills at the bottom that you can get.
Or perks.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Or perks, yeah.
Okay.
It was a little different in 3 and New Vegas. But yeah, 4 sounds like similar-esque to 76 a little bit. But yeah, it is just like the perks.
Okay. Yeah, so each letter of special is a category. You know, you got strength, perception, endurance, right? And you go down, and they each have like a type of perk that goes underneath it, but they're in like a card form. And as you do stuff in the game, you unlock like card packs. And as you open packs, you get these cards, and you can combine them to make them stronger. And as you put points in, like say S for strength. You, if it has 8 points, you can put cards that have a value up to 8, and you can like kind of stack them together. So you have like multiple perks, and so that's how it works. In that, it's almost like a little solitaire deck builder where you're like building cards in a line down, but you have to have the points in that letter to have like a level 3 bandolier, which makes your ammo way less, and like a level 3, traveling pharmacy, which makes your meds weigh 90% less, and so that would be 6 points in your S or strength, right? Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I like the system. It was a little confusing at first, but now that I understand it, I'm enjoying that. But loving this. Yeah, man. I'm glad to see that 76 is getting some love right now, because I know it had a rough release. Having no NPCs kind of blows my mind, because I just jumped in this week as a Fallout virgin. And it was just like, I was talking to characters immediately. You know, my first quest was like 3 steps outside of the vault, and I was talking to these 2 chicks. And then they sent me on this quest, and I go to the bar, and I talk to this lady, and she has a ghoul assistant that's sitting at the bar drinking, and then he gives you quests, and then they just sent me all over the place, and now I'm, you know, 50 quests deep, and I've gone all over this world, and it's fucking dope, dude. I love the exploration.
The old ghouls. Ghouls are always funny, because they always sound like they just smoke cigarettes all day. Hey. Oh, you gotta... How can you forget about me?
Yeah.
Retards.
They're like Western. I love their Western vibes for sure. And this one, 76, takes place in Virginia. And technically, it's the first Fallout in terms of the chronological order. So it takes place before all the other Fallout games.
Sort of. Because the beginning of 4, spoilers, is pre-bomb, so it is technically the very first.
Oh, I see what you're... Okay.
But you don't...
But the bulk of 4 is in another time after that. Like, so you do like a flashback to start the game, and then... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I saw a timeline on TikTok, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I guess the show is after 4, so it's like new story. Okay, the show is definitely like new story, I guess.
And pretty much every game has done great at exploring a new area, because you had 3 that was in Washington, D.C., New Vegas, obviously Vegas and desert shit, and then 4 was like Boston. So you had Boston, and now we got L.A. on the show, 76, Virginia, so yeah, it's all over the place. It's fucking dope. Wait until they get that Florida one brewing.
Yo, the Florida one, that'd be lit. It's just going to... All the whole thing takes place pre-bomb, but it's the same world.
It's just modern.
Everything's
day.
The same.
There's ghouls, and they're like, wait, the bombs haven't even dropped yet.
Dude, the year is 2003. Yeah. What the fuck? That's
super mutant. Nah, dude, that's Jeff.
Yeah. Calm down. Dude. No, you're Jack. Just in homestead.
Yeah, that's...
that's, it's, no, it's Florida's a problem. It's a real problem.
That's what we want to say, everybody.
We're getting GTA 6, baby.
We are getting GTA 6. I'm happy about that.
If we don't have a Fallout.
Hopefully, yeah. World War 3 might put a delay on that fucking game, and I'm getting pissed.
Yo, imagine, dude. Imagine. I think, I tell you what, and I'm not, you know, I'm not going to run for president, but maybe I should be given the title. I don't think of it.
You never know.
If this works, I don't have to run. I think I should just be given the keys to the kingdom. Why don't we wait for everybody pause the escalation of violent war across the world, and let's just wait for GTA 6 to come out and start an RP lobby, and let's settle it there.
Settle it in game, bros.
Settle it in GTA 6.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, dude.
GTA 6 RP me, bro.
Special teams, special players, special plays. You know what I'm saying? That's all we need. I think that would end probably world hunger, even.
It's a good chance.
Quite frank, I hate to be flippant.
People,
but
chilling,
I don't know what I'm saying.
You're ordering more DoorDash.
DoorDash is very important. You know, Uber Eats? I don't think it is actually. I don't think it's that.
I've never used Uber Eats or DoorDash or any delivery service like that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know why. No, I just don't know why. I'm not sure why.
It's not because you're against it.
You're not lazy.
It's because you've never used it.
It's probably it.
Yeah.
You probably don't have kids, I'm guessing.
Correct.
I don't use it often.
Yeah.
I use it when I'm on vacation.
We've cut down, like, because we just start realizing, you know what, this is fucking...
I work in the food industry, so I bring the food home with me from work.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's a very good fact.
So grocery shopping is not a part of my errand thing at all. It, like every day. If I need something, I leave with
it. You just go to work.
That's pretty smart.
Yo, Knight just walking out of the fucking... Yo, Knight just walking out of the fucking store with, like, fucking parsnips hanging out of his apron or whatever. He's just...
Out of my apron is generous, dude.
Oh, dude, look at you. He's got it shoved into his shoe. Yo, Knight, are you hard right now? He's just got a cucumber. He's like, no, it's, you know, pasta night.
English cucumber.
Oh, what's the diff? What's the difference between an Asian and English?
They're considered seedless.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Ooh, I would have figured the... Never mind. I can't. I'm not going to do this joke. Never mind. God bless America.
I'm more of a pickling cucumber guy.
Black titanium.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude.
So one other thing I wanted to talk about gaming-wise is I got my platinum in Sekiro, finally.
Finally? You are a madman.
I put in the work. Such a madman. I beat the game four times. And
plus?
Yes.
Do they do that?
I guess
Sekiro?
Three plusness, technically. So new game, plus.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it felt amazing. I hunted down all the bosses. The last boss that I had to hunt down was the alternate version of Father Owl, and it is one of the coolest fights in the game. And I was steamrolling the entire game all the way up to it, because at that point I was on my third playthrough, so I understood what I was doing. My character was beefed up. I had all the shinobi tools on my prosthetic arm. Everything was fully unlocked. My vitality and posture was almost maxed out. So it was kind of a fun playthrough. I get to Father Owl, the alternate version, and this dude beat my ass for 2 hours straight, and it felt good. Uncle. Because I was like, I was like, oh, I got this game. I'm master of it now. And all of a sudden, I get to that last final boss that I hadn't hunted down.
Humbles you a little bit.
And that fool smoked me, dude. And he was such a dirty fighter. It was a really cool fight because he pulls like crazy little tactics. Like he can stop, he could stop heals. He has like a fire owl. It was all he threw all kinds of shit at you. It was a really fun fight. And what a game, dude. Honestly, it probably squeaked into my top five games of all time. After experience the entire, all four endings of it, the story was great. And not only that, when I beat all four playthroughs, you unlock these things called the boss dungeons, and same thing. So my fourth playthrough, I absolutely smoked that playthrough. I went through and beat all the bosses, and I felt like really good about it. And then afterwards I unlocked the gauntlets, the final gauntlet. And I went through the gauntlet and what it is it's a bunch of bosses lined up back to back to back, and you have to, you can't lose to any of them or you start all the way over. So it's like five boss battles in a row.
Now refresh my memory real quick. Is your health stays the same throughout them, or do you regain?
No, you get to rest in between.
Okay.
So you rest in between, you get your spirit emblems back and you get your health back between bosses, but you just can't lose, to the boss at all. So you can't die to the boss or you start over. And so I got to the final part, the fifth boss, which is Sword Saint Ishin, and he had different moves, dude, for the finale of the boss gauntlet, and he obliterated me. Like, he had moves that I was like, what the fuck, dude? I had you memorized to a T, in the fourth playthrough. I beat him on the second try. It was like, it felt so good. But then when I played the gauntlet, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get him again. And then, dude, they threw another fucking curveball at me, and it was different moveset. It was pretty cool. So
did you fight the demon of hatred?
Yeah,
I did the demon. That guy,
he very tough fight, and it was like one of the weirdest fights of the game because he's a giant monster. And the fire damage was weird.
Yo, it makes you.
It was an awkward fight
because. I only fought him once. I didn't go and fuck him up in seven different languages like you did, but
I didn't. I fought him once and avoided him all three other playthroughs because he's optional. And I was like, fuck that, dude. I'm just trying to get to the ending.
Oh, but he wasn't in the gauntlet?
No, not the one that I did. So he wasn't in the gauntlet that I did or tried.
Dude, the problem with him is that you spend the whole game learning and retraining yourself to parry everything. And then you lose all the Dark Souls, because Dark Souls is very roll heavy. Every other FromSoft game is very roll heavy. And so you're just doing this little dance, with everybody. And then with him, you can't do it. You got to go back to fucking playing like a Dark Souls character where you got to fucking dodge out of the way for everything.
Yes.
It's such a problem.
And I'm glad you, I'm so glad you brought that up because so when I hunted down the alternate version of Father Owl, it happens right after you fight Owl in the story, right? So yeah. So you fight him twice. So I fought him back to back. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to fight him back to back. And he still took me 2 hours because it was a completely different fight. And so like the first one, for example, when you first fight him at the top of the castle, it's better to be patient with him. And so you kind of like step back and you play like a mid distance game with him. And you kind of bait certain moves out of him and then go in and get a hit or two in instead of like standing in his face and parrying all the time. Cause his attacks like stagger you really hard. Even if you parry perfectly, like it's crazy. Cause his power is, he's huge. You know, he's a fucking giant human being in this game. And so the next fight, it took me 2 hours because the strategy to beat him was to just pressure 100% of the time. I had to be on his ass and I had to be in his face the entire fight. But the first fight with him was the complete opposite. It was like space. You stayed away from him. You waited for him to attack and then you counterattacked. But then the second fight, it was a curveball because I had to pressure and I didn't know that in the beginning. And finally, when I figured it out, it was literally me chasing his ass through the entire arena the whole time. Like, and I was like, dude, they're brilliant. These boss battles are brilliant. Like, From Software does it so well. Yeah.
From with another banger.
Yeah, man. So good. The game is 5 years old. Feels so great still. It's responsive. The graphics are awesome. Story's great. So, man, if you guys can revisit that. I know, Tack, you've beaten it once. So the other endings are definitely worth looking at too,
because there's some cool boss fights.
Yeah,
I might have to look back into it, dude.
We want to review next week.
Eek! I still got to finish Final Fantasy. I still got to finish whatever. I haven't even. I'm gay.
You're on a lot of spree. Isn't that's all right? It happens.
Isn't some DLC coming out for 16 soon?
I have no idea. Everybody says there is. I haven't even played 16 yet. It's still in the package.
I know that was like on your to-do list after 7, maybe.
It's on my to-do. Final Fantasy 7 is so fucking good, dude, by the way. I know that the weeb shit, you know, turns a lot of wieners soft, but goddamn, dude, it just plays so well. And then again, like, looking at how it used to play, and then, like, just transitioning into the way it does now, where everything's in real time. It's just so masterfully done. Now, I know that the new one, help me out. The
Rebirth? Is it Rebirth?
Yeah, the second one is like open world, I think. And I don't know how that one goes. This one's very linear, but it's just so fucking great. I enjoy it so much.
Top five I don't have time remake. To
fucking play it. Top five? I'd say top five remakes I've played so far. I stopped playing Resident Evil 3 for it, so...
Boom.
And that's because I played it on like a one-off. I was really into Resident Evil 3, and I have Resident Evil 4 sitting there too.
Save that for Halloween.
Never ends, dude. I'm
probably going to have to. You know, the backlog never ends. It just gets bigger and bigger, and then things get moved around.
Yeah.
It's a horrible you know,
life.
What are you gonna do? I just finished a five-year-old game. Fucking backlog.
Three times in a row.
Yeah.
Shout out old games, dude. And when the new Dragon Ball comes out, I'm fucking... Everything else is cooked. The backlog gets destroyed when the new Dragon Ball game comes out.
Is it due?
I don't know when that is.
Okay.
Dragon Ball Sparking Zero.
Okay, so it's already known.
Oh my god, dude, yes.
I just thought theoretically comes out because there will definitely be another one.
No, it's like a new Budokai. Okay. So the Budokai series is like the biggest fighting series in all of Dragon Ball. Like, these games are renowned. You know what I mean? It's still to be determined, but it's the best looking Dragon Ball game I've ever seen. And all the fucking videos and shit got me so hyped. There is no release date. So, and it's got the biggest character roster of any Dragon Ball game ever. And I think Budokai 3 back in on the PS2 had like over 100 or 200 characters. So this thing's going to be fucking insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Dude, Cube in the chat says, shout out AFK Journey. Yeah, and I kind of want to hear
AFK
about this.
Journey.
You said you didn't do anything this week, you know, but you're a liar. Yeah. And I know you've been doing something
you
know, this week.
You did mention some stuff in the Discord.
I don't. Grinding. Here's the thing. I don't consider.
Society.org.
I don't consider that like a real grind because I'm doing it in lieu of driving and doing anything safely. I'm driving a fuckload and I'm not even watching like TV anymore. I'm just at this point blatantly using my phone while I drive. So AFK Journey is a little gacha game where for those who don't know, a gacha game is like a summoner. It's like a card pulling, you know.
The mobile
game, you get his. You, it's like Genshin almost, where you have
Genshin
to
Impact
summon a few heroes Genshin. Here and there, and then hope that you pull certain rarities. Right, there's different tiers. And so this one is it's not so AFK in the sense that like you do have to do some walking around in the main story. You know what I mean? Which is kind of holding me back that I haven't done that a whole lot because I just play in the background or whatever. I do a lot of AFK. And I let these guys just kind of do their thing. But you level up your team, right? You build a team of five, and the whole point is to continue to get multiple copies of certain people to then take them to higher grades, so to speak, right? Like, think of it as like a trading card. Like, you get it graded, and it's like an 8
level up,
so. Or like a 9, you know? You want to get that 10. So you keep getting copies of these people, and you use them to fuse into a better guy, and... You know, each hero has its own little niche and its own little thing. They play different roles, like a support tank, damage, you know, marksman, rogue who will get, like, behind enemy lines. And you kind of play, it's like a little game of chess, you know, and you can choose to, like, pick and choose when they can use their special moves, right? Everybody has a bar as time goes on, and as they put out normal attacks, they have a bar that fills up and their ultimate comes out, you know, and you can pick to choose, or you can just let it roll. I let it roll. I'm not strategic. I don't have time. Everybody just do your own thing so that I can put you in the cup holder while I drive past this cop. And and it's so fucking lit, dude. It's so fucking satisfying. It's the pricing of it. So all these gacha games are really meant for two kinds of people, right? You could be a free-to-play guy, or you could be what they call a whale. And then whale,
a dolphin too.
The white whale.
You could be a dolphin. I'm like a mackerel, I think. I've spent like $6 or $7. I'm a nice mackerel. I'm not going to spend more than that because honestly, the things are so overpriced that I enjoy that the things are so overpriced that they deter me from spending any real money.
That's good.
So I've gotten very lucky in this game and I've pulled like basically the best heroes out right now. The good thing with this gacha game, too, is that it's brand new. It's only like a couple of weeks old, 3 weeks old, if I'm correct.
Oh, really?
And
it's
so
all over my TikTok ad-wise.
It's everywhere. And it was all over my Instagram ad-wise. And finally, I go, you know what, dude? Maybe I want a fucking gacha. And sure enough, I'm hooked. I've always been... Every time I get into a gacha game, I join like a year in. And then it's a problem because there's so much variance and it's so hard to pull the heroes
together.
There's 80, yeah, there's like fucking 80 heroes to gather. And so your chances of pulling the heroes you want are obviously a lot less. Here, I know what I'm doing. I'm watching videos. I'm already watching all kinds of videos, all kinds of fucking strats. And I'm planning and doing what I got to do. And I'm watching like how to optimize the gems that I have and how to save them, when to save them, when to play them.
Entering free codes dropped. And shit.
No free code? Oh, dude, I spent 15 minutes just going down and fucking typing in 60 promo codes for like 4,000 gems. And then I immediately just used it on a pull for this hero that they just released. And I managed to get a lot of copies of this new hero. I'm very lucky in a lot of aspects of this game. Now I'm kind of in a stagnant place where I actually need to put time into like moving around because there's so many portions of this game. Like, there's never anything to run out of doing. I'm sorry, you'll never run out of doing things. So like, you
content.
Can run around. There's like a world you can run around and unlock. And then you get, you know, materials and shit from doing little missions there. They kind of treat it like a story. Screws. Some good screws.
Yeah.
Years. No black titanium, unfortunately. I haven't seen one yet. So I need to find a few of those.
Yellow titanium.
And then there's... Well, it is an Asian game. You're correct. It is. It is.
What? You know,
it's an Asian game.
Oh, I was talking about Roman, like the periodic table of elements.
Yellow titanium is on the periodic table.
No, it's not.
It's not. Podcast is too.
So there's different battles to do, right? There's like boss battles, and there's like a PvP, and there's like different things that will keep you busy. You can play, dude. I'm playing this game a lot. I'm sorry that I didn't talk about this earlier. I am playing the fucking piss out of this game. I just didn't
this week.
I didn't consider this like
I wasn't
going to
let you escape the show.
I put
600
hours in this week.
Honestly, I didn't even think about it this whole time. I just keep looking at you, handsome gentleman, and I go, God damn, dude. You gotta play at night. Stop being a fucking homo. Put that dumb piece of shit Bethesda garbage down and play a real IQ stretcher. Hey.
Well, I am a fan of gacha games, and I don't know. I don't think I've talked about it on this show. I've played a lot of Genshin. I love Genshin Impact.
Yes.
It's pretty much a gacha game with Breath of the Wild style gameplay, but more like the world was a little bit more fleshed out for me, in my opinion.
It's
I didn't like
active.
Breath of the Wild. I felt Breath of the Wild was like empty and there was a lot of space in between things that I was doing. Genshin kind of hooked me in because it has the gacha aspect, which scratches my Asian gambling itch that I have every once in a while. And, you know, because it's just card pooling, like you're saying. You have heroes. And there's 4-star heroes, there's 5-star heroes. Obviously, everyone goes for the 5-star heroes because they're the best. And then, you know, they'll run it for like 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something where you can get a pool of, you know, 8 different heroes, right? So there's 2 separate banners of 4 heroes. And that way you're not like wasting on, you're not like putting in currency or wishing or doing these pools on like 100 heroes. So
right.
It kind of like narrows it down, but they're time sensitive. So each few months I kind of jump back into Genshin, depending on like what heroes come out on the banners and stuff that I like. But yeah, dude, I love gacha games. And
I'm telling you, dude, it's fucking great. You would get addicted.
I can't play more than
it.
One. So I'm just going to stay with Genshin forever. Like that's going to be my gacha game. That's going to be the one I want to gamble
like
and
that?
Feel it. Yeah, yeah, 100%, wow, okay. Dude, cuz they keep adding to it and the world has gotten huge. The map in Genshin is gigantic. It is a giant open world game. Like it's crazy.
Is it really?
Yeah, it has like multiple continents, dude. It's fucking wild.
I played Genshin for a little bit, but then my problem is it was too active for me. There's too much to do.
There's a lot and the game moves fast. Like, they keep pumping shit out all the time. So, it's just one of those games I visit, like, every few months. And, like, I have a good time when I play it. So.
Feel that. I feel that.
So I can't have a Genshin side chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can only have one waifu collector. And Genshin is my waifu collector.
Do you play it on your phone or do you play it on the
PC all the way?
Dude, I'm just saying, if you need to, let's say you had to
take
a shit.
I play with controller, too. Dude, it's such a chill game. It's like open
with
world
controller,
adventure.
Yeah, you have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, dude, fucking, it's great.
You sound like a good Zelda, sort of.
You know, this is what Zelda should be, I think.
Right.
Is something like Genshin.
Right. This is the
maybe not necessarily pulling, but the way, the style that it plays, because it is a great game, and it does look beautiful.
Yeah, and it has the cool parts of, like, Zelda that I did like. Like, there's the cooking aspect, which I do like, so you can get all these buffs from cooking, and you find all these ingredients, but there's no such thing as, like, weapon breaking or anything like that. Like, you get weapons, and, like, they're your fucking weapons, and they feel good. They feel like great weapons to acquire. When you get them, you feel great about it. It's, like, rewarding, and you're not like, oh, fuck, now it's trash, and it's gone, and it's in the garbage, and I had to go get a new one. So it just had like took all the bad parts out of Breath of the Wild for me and kept all the things that I did like, you know, climbing the, you know, you have the glider. So you just, you know, zip around this world and jump off of cliffs and go to another zone and that type of stuff. There's forests and deserts. Yeah, it's cool, man. So,
yo, shout out Cube. Cube's been playing fucking AFK Journey since release. You've been playing Genshin since release? You were in
not
on that
since
pretty
release.
Early.
I picked it up kind of after it came out. It was just something I'd heard. No, you know what it was? Is we were playing so much VR chat, And we
you saw
we
the kept, Genshin world.
We kept going to Genshin worlds. We kept running characters. Into Genshin fans, and they kept talking the game up, and we were venturing into Genshin worlds without even realizing it, and everyone was like, "Oh, we're all Genshin characters," and we were like cats with fucking cigarettes and cups of lean, and they're like, "What the fuck are you doing in here?" We're like, "What are you talking about? Like, we're here because it's the bar," and they were like, "No, this is a Genshin bar," and we were like, "What the fuck is Genshin?" And so I tried it out, and that was why I tried it out.
All right, I'm going to do something on the show right now. I'm going to make a not optimal decision.
First.
Are you going to do a live poll?
Here we go. I'm going to do a live poll right now and see if I can get an S-level hero.
Come on, baby.
And I'm going to spend 500 diamonds to do so. So here we go.
Come on, Papa needs a new pair of shoes.
Papa needs, I do need a new pair of shoes. And I got 3 A-level heroes, so I didn't necessarily get exactly what I wanted, but I'll take it. It's not the worst pull in the game. I got a copy of a hero that I'm trying to fucking move up. Let's go.
Let's go. All right.
I just need two more copies of this guy, and he's the best damage dealer in the fucking game right now, if you get him up to a certain grade.
So you say, is it 10 levels to max him out?
So, no. Well, these guys are going up. Cube is at fucking level 100 now, or 160, I think, is where his fucking damage dealer's going.
Jesus.
I got so they go up level high.
160.
But they get they got a regular, they got like an A grade, and what's it called, dude? Hold on, let me pull this thing up here. Hold on, let me pull these fucking people up. So they got Elite is like the A grade, right? And you get Epic, which makes him like S grade. Then you get Legendary, which is basically like an S plus. And then you go Mythic, which is which is like, you know, S plus plus. Mythic plus. Then you go a Supreme, and then Supreme plus. Which Supreme plus is like top tier, so maxed out.
What was that, six? Wait, six levels? So you, six you or try seven, to pull the character six, something like that?
I try that's to pull, a, you, can only pull six. You can only pull, you up pull a the
hero six
epics. You can only pull the epics, which is like the second grade or third grade, and then you have to work them up, you know, based on how many you can create or pull or what have you. So right now, I need 3 more copies of this guy, and then I'm gonna fucking
Supreme plus.
No, I fucking wish, dude. I got to get him to Mythic first.
I'm still
working. I only have 2 characters to Mythic. I think Cube got 1 to Supreme. I don't know if he got her to Supreme Plus yet, but Cube is my inspiration, and me and him have been fucking dorking up the Discord, so if you want to dork around, come on down to fucking Pound Town, and me and Cube can show you our fucking little English zucchini.
I was trying to roast you guys, and you guys were like, shut the fuck up, you farm for video games. Yeah. So I'm like, god damn it, like,
go scavenge some screws. I've been
fucking building farms and fucking bases.
Yeah, dude, we all have our dorky shit we like to do, you know? Yeah. We're all dorks at the end of the day. We're all kind of nerds that just like to
do... I was just pissed nobody was farming with me, you know what I mean?
You know, like, I'm sorry, I did my share of field work, like, you know, I killed raccoons for a living when I was young, if you don't forget. And so now I just want to relax. I want to retire off my dead raccoon money. And is that episode 32?
I don't know.
This is the 50th episode 32.
This is the 50th episode flashback.
That's so good. You know,
where's the coup? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
You gotta love it.
Anyway, you gotta love it, dude.
You gotta love it.
Cool. All right. So you weren't lying when you said you're down for gambling this week. You're fully in the gambling.
I've been gambling 100%. I totally forgot about that game, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. I failed the world. I failed the AFK community, forgetting about you. But I'm glad that you held my feet to the fire. You kept me accountable.
Keep you respectable, man.
Hey, whole lot of gang shit. I'm going to take piss.
Yeah, let's do the piss. We'll take a little break, but we shall return.
2 seconds. Everybody fucking hang tight for a second. Gee whiz.
Nitty Nights News.
We're doomed.
I gotta give the shout out though to 420. It's 420 Eve.
For those celebrating, I'm sorry.
My 10-year anniversary tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
Really? 420?
You believe it?
No way. Are you fucking kidding me? Have you mentioned this before?
No.
Yo, that's crazy.
Not at all, I haven't.
That's not true, then. It can't be true.
I swear on my fucking, on my everything.
Wow, that's wild, bro. Is that some planned thing, or was it just, like, kind of happened?
Nope. Didn't plan it. Dad, just did wild. It.
Hitler's birthday?
This is before I, even smoked.
Wow, well, first that's, cool. That's wild.
Before I ever smoked. No, I don't think that's true. I don't think it was before I ever smoked, but.
Well, Cliff's already celebrating. It's already 420. I got
Cliff's been high for minutes. 16 years.
I got 15 minutes, but then I can start smoking.
420, baby! Oh, happy holidays! Yeah. I already
started smoking. 420, blaze it, FGT, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta do it.
Hey, before we jump into the news, I want to do a UFC thing.
Yeah. I was going to actually mention that. Hold on. All right, try to keep me interested because I want to hear a UFC update. I hear it was quite a match.
Bananas.
Weekend. So oh let's hear goodness. What happened.
So first of all, I had like a small little watch party in the Discord.
It was fucking fantastic. Your hero.
And it worked.
Amazing.
Amazing. It was flawless. Amazing. And I was glad that Cube joined me for almost the entirety of the fights. I streamed it for 7.5 hours in Discord. That's how long I watched from the very first prelim fight all the way to the main event. And Tack, would you watch 4 fights with us?
I watched, yeah, I think 3. No, not even think that much. I think I watched
you were there for 2 or 3.
I was there for a few. Yeah. I was bathing children. While I was bathing my kids and then just fucking unmuting myself for a nice zinger.
All 3 of the people that joined me bathed their child when they were watching.
Cube
bathed his baby, Kami bathed his baby, and you bathed your baby and watched people get knocked the fuck out and choked out. And, dude, UFC 300. So I'm a big fan. I've watched since UFC 1. And...
Crazy.
300 did not disappoint. This was
okay, 300. Yeah, it was 300.
UFC 300. And they had so many good fights. I mean, there was probably 5 ex-champions on the preliminary cards, which is a very rare thing. Normally, preliminaries are like young up-and-comers, unranked fighters trying to get into the top 15 because they start ranking from 15 up. And, I mean, there was rank 2 people fighting in like the first 2 or 3 fights. It was fucking wild. And so all night, great fights, good submissions, knockouts. Obviously the standout fight of the night was the fight that I was most hyped for, which was Max Holloway versus Justin Gaethje.
This is the main event.
And No, it was not the main event.
This was not. Okay.
Main event was also a banger. I'll get to that for sure. So this was the co-main event leading up to the main event. Max Holloway from Hawaii steps up in a weight class and fights Justin Gaethje, one of the most vicious knockout artists the UFC has ever seen. One of my favorite fighters of all time. I love Justin Gaethje so much. And these guys went 5 rounds, and Max Holloway beat him up for a good 4 rounds. Justin Gaethje probably had 1. And in the last 10 seconds of the fight, he pointed at the center of the octagon and he said, "Stand and bang with me."
Chills.
And they threw down, no dodging, no defense, just all offense for the last 10 seconds of the fight. And Max Holloway knocks Justin Gaethje out with 1 second left in the fight. Out cold, slept, unconscious. And he was already winning the fight and he risked it in the last 10 seconds. Because like normally people would... We'll win by points. You know, we'll win 4 rounds. Max Holloway from Hawaii says, "Meet me in the center for the last 10 seconds and I'll give you a chance to win." And he sleeps him. Dude, it was like an unreal moment of UFC. It's a historic moment, and it was probably top 3 knockouts all time UFC. And it was so good to watch, dude.
Damn, and I'm top this week. Wow.
I was screaming. I was screaming on that fight, man. You know, Cube was like, who do you want to win? I was like, bro, I love Justin Gaethje, but this is one of those fights where I love both fighters. And boy, did they not disappoint. It was a war. So go watch the highlights if you didn't see the fight.
No, that's where I saw it, was the highlights, because I fell asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Takes a lot out of your washing, kids.
Dude, the fight, one of the fights I watched with Tack was this guy
Diego Lopez
knocked the dude out. Remember?
Oh, no, I remember that. Who was that? Fuck, what was his name? He was a brother.
Diaz.
Hold on. Yeah, no, Diaz is my favorite fighter of all time. Nate Diaz. But it was like, his name started with a J, but he thought he knocked the dude out and tried to like walk it off, like he knocked him out. The guy got
Jalen Turner. Jalen Turner versus Renato Moicano.
That's right. Ooh. Money Moicano. And so Jalen Turner thinks he knocks out Money Moicano, and Money Moicano ends up getting up and then finishing the fight, and he beats Jalen Turner like with a comeback, and
with a knockout.
This dude Money Moicano, his speech after was so hilarious. This guy wanted a green card so bad. He was like, USA, I want to carry guns, I love freedom of speech, and he was like, and I love money, USA. dude, it was the best.
Give me 300K. Give me 300K.
Because Dana raised the fight of the night bonus. It's an extra 50K or whatever. He raised it to 300K for in celebration, you know? It's like, give me 300K. He didn't win. But
so they had two bonuses. 300K for fight of the night and 300K for best knockout. Max Holloway won both. So Max Holloway walked away with 600K bonus. Off of that 1 second buzzer beater knockout, dude.
Time.
And then
4:59 in the fifth round, dude.
Unreal, bro. It was unreal.
Insane.
I was telling Cube, I was like, I don't think you know what you're watching right now, dude. Like, this is like fucking history, bro. Like, and this is your first UFC event. I love it. I'm so excited you're here right now. Yeah. Dude, I was like, I was fucking coming in my pants. Yeah. Cube was like, ouch.
I'm with you, Cube. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Cube.
Daddy, chill. That's what Cube kept saying when people were getting their fucking asses beat.
Like that fucking episode of Vinland Saga.
Yeah.
Dude.
So the final main event was Alex Pereira moving. He's defending his light heavyweight title against this guy, Jamal Hill. Jamal Hill was talking all kinds of shit leading into the fight. And everybody knows Alex Pereira for his left hook. He puts people into the shadow realm with his left hook. In this fight, he knocked out Jamal Hill in the first round with a left hook.
3 minutes 14 seconds.
I mean, he's knocked out so many people with a left hook. It's crazy. So, like, everybody knows what his deadly strike is, but nobody can avoid it, and nobody can survive it. It's as soon as the left hook connects by this guy, Alex Pereira, it's unreal. Yeah, so his nickname is Poetan, and in Portuguese, that means hands of stone. This dude literally...
Fire. That's funny.
It's unreal. Like, everybody knows it. Like, if you watch his highlights, it's left hook, left hook, left hook, left hook, and everyone just goes out. It's lights out. It's crazy to watch. So let me ask, that was the main event.
Is that disappointing, though, to see, especially a main event, happen in such a manner?
No way, dude.
Where you only get 3 minutes of it. Do you want more, or are you happy to see that?
Shoot, it wasn't even 3 minutes. It was a minute and 20, I think.
Oh, I thought you said.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it said 3:14 here.
Was it 3:14? Okay.
That's what it said.
It was.
Okay. Somebody's right. We don't know. One's a liar. Yeah. One always tells the truth.
It was. Figure it out. It's a whole first round, though. You know what I'm saying? So it was just
first
one
round.
Of those things.
It feels
first
like a
round.
Man.
It was like, right. You know, I didn't even see these guys breathe hard and get to break or drink water. Like, one guy was asleep before he got his first break. You know what I mean? So sometimes I guess it's disappointing. You know, there was times I remember as a kid I was disappointed in Tyson fights, and I was a huge Tyson fan
because there
would be all this buildup, you know, and then you're like, main event, it's finally here. And then Tyson puts the guy out in 20 seconds, and you're like, it's respectable, and it's crazy. But yeah, there is those times where you're like, damn, like, we threw a fucking party for this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because my family, we always used to throw parties for all the boxing matches, and we would all get together. We would either go to like a restaurant or a bar, or we would go to my grandparents' house, and we would watch all the boxing matches. And yeah, sometimes the main event, you know, is the worst. And also, you've seen main events that go all the rounds and not much action, and you're kind of like, well, fuck, I wish I would at least saw somebody get knocked out in 20 seconds. Yeah, exactly. So it can go either way, but UFC 300, one of the greatest events I've witnessed. And coming up, we got the return of Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor and Michael Chandler.
Michael Chandler at 170. So they're both bumping up in weight, and those guys can both bulk. And I'm excited to see what this one's going to bring, because Michael Chandler has two exits out of his fight, and it's either knockout or be knocked out. And Conor McGregor is a hell of a striker, so I think it's going to be a good.
Good. McGregor washed, though, you know. I kind of
shout out to the Irish.
I'm kind of on that.
Let's go, Cliff.
Is he washed? You know what I mean? Like,
I think so.
Wow, he's fucking got the whiskey thing going. He doesn't need the money, you know. Like a guy that's hungry. He's not. I don't think he's as hungry as one of these newer guys, you know.
Showy thing.
And Michael Chandler's not exactly. I know he's been in the fucking game for a bit, but he's not exactly like. Headlining,
you say, you know it's what I mean? Tyson versus Logan.
He's
Paul?
Been in good at headlines, but he hasn't. Sort of. He hasn't won all of them. So Chandler has had a few losses in the headline spot. Like he's three solid losses in the headline slot. You know, right. So both of the guys are kind of coming off of like losing. Their last few weeks. Fights,
yeah.
You know, so I don't know. We'll see. But they're both moving up in weight, so the unrestricted weight cut pretty much for these guys. It'll be a good fight. It'll be a war.
I mean, either way, I'm excited to see it. I think that in all of June, there's a bunch of good fights, is what I saw.
Yeah. We got Khamzat Chimaev versus Rob Whitaker, and Islam Makhachev versus Dustin Poirier for the title. So that's all on the same card. The Conor return, Poirier, Makhachev, and then Khamzat versus Rob Whitaker. Khamzat's like one of my favorite fighters at the moment. The Wolf.
What nationality is that name?
He's Russian. Yeah. He's from Chechnya.
Yo, a lot of Russians and Dagestanis, bro.
Be careful.
Yeah. Well, actually, he had migrated from Chechnya to Sweden, and he was the six-time Sweden wrestling national champ. So he left like a war-torn area and immigrated out of Chechnya. So he technically he fights for Sweden, but he is of Russian descent.
Shout out Putin. I don't know.
Oh shit. Alright, does that conclude the UFC corner?
It does, yeah. And now that I know I can stream it, guys, I'm gonna give you guys a heads up and I'm gonna do that again because that was fucking fun.
Dang.
Alright, stay tuned.
Yo, Knight is the Pied Piper, brother. I'll tell you that right now. He's out here singing for the troops. I appreciate it. Good man.
I love it. You gotta fucking love it. You have to. You better, anyway.
It's fine. Right,
let's get the shit. Gentlemen.
Welcome. 4, 3, 2, 1. Knight's news. His news is coming. He's singing.
Okay. We're staying on topic, dude. It's the end of the world. All right.
Oh, all right. All right.
Hang in there.
Apocalypse
with me.
Now.
Get your bug out bags ready. Hope your bunkers are ready. Get your vault keys. Lock them. And so this first story an AI company has been generating a ton of AI images off of essentially like crypto mining was, right? So using idle GPUs for computing power. And this company, Salad, has been offering Roblox, Fortnite, and Minecraft, you know, currency, whatever, vouchers, V-Bucks, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it is in Roblox. What's Roblox? They just do gift cards, fucking cash, give me cash.
Yeah, Robux.
Yeah, yeah. So they're offering those rewards for use of idle GPUs, and it's, I guess a lot of people are missing that there's a box to be checked or unchecked that it will generate pornographic AI stuff. So this is an interesting story because the prize pool is kind of targeting an audience that plays like these
gotcha games.
Usually they're a little younger. Roblox, yeah. Fortnite, Minecraft is kind of a younger crowd. So to be using their hardware, possibly, you know, slightly tricking them into not notifying them that they can opt out of creating pornographic images with their idle GPU, which it is said that they will make less of these.
So we can avoid it.
This, I'm an adult, so I'm gonna rake in the V-Bucks, homie. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I am gonna
be generating VR porn and AI porn like nobody's business so that I can buy Lady Gaga skins in Fortnite when I play with you guys every blue moon. But what a fucking weird time, huh?
Yeah, it's
weird. AI is a fucking scary future,
guys. Is there a future?
Wow, that is a weird intersection of prize pool to what the equipment is generating here. I don't know.
They want to keep us dumb and our nuts empty. They want you to just start draining your fucking nuts as early as possible. Yeah. This is a psyop.
Early and often as possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just keep your fucking nuts drained so you won't revolt.
No nut revolt, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a milking table, I think. And I'm going to get a Roblox subscription, I guess. Because that's what everybody seems to be doing.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
So, if you have kids out there, they're looking to get free V-Bucks, make sure they're not generating AI porn industry.
Yeah, maybe, get them off the goddamn internet.
You know, there's always been this talk from, you know, back in the day, like the mobster days of like blood money, that kind of stuff. Well, let's make sure your kids are not participating in cum money because this is kind of crazy.
Young money, cum money. I think, I don't know, that's Lil Wayne.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I fuck with Lil Wayne.
Wheezy.
Dude, random hip-hop interjection since you brought up Lil Wayne. I was listening to Shade 45 this week, and they had Prince Paul on.
Oh, that's my boy. And I love Prince Paul.
Yes. I was like, yo, Prince Paul's on. I was on the way home from work. And they asked him one of his favorite hip-hop moments of all time. And he said that he was doing a kind of like a smaller show. And Prince came to watch him. And he was like fucking blown away that Prince was a big Prince Paul fan and came to like a smaller hip hop show to fucking watch him perform. And he was like, he was just like, what the, he said he was like freaking out in his head because he was like, Prince is here to watch me, you know,
yeah,
like
icon.
So
symbol,
well deserved, you know. Obviously, you know, Prince was a icon in music and obviously he recognized
and
hip-hop too. So
Prince outlived Mike Jack.
Boom.
Kendrick lyric.
Boom. Yeah.
All right.
So shout out Prince Paul.
Son of a bitch.
Had to put that in there. Give him some love.
I gotta check that out. Yeah, good look. Good look.
All right. So next story is bots now account for half of global internet traffic.
Dead internet theory, bro. Look it up. Check your TikToks. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, TikTok's just full of bots, if you haven't noticed yet already. I mean, comment sections, reposting. It's unreal, dude. According to 2024 Bad Bot Report by cybersecurity specialist Imperva, they find out that 49.6% of all internet traffic is bots. And
that's fucking insane.
Talking to bots at this point.
Yes. Crazy, and they were saying 1/3 of the bots are like malicious or bad bots is what they call them. So, you know, either trying to
fucking little dirty bots. Bot, dude.
Yeah, spam, you know, shut down services, that kind of shit. I mean, that bots were a big part of the problem when we were having the console shortage, when the latest gen of Xbox and PlayStation came out. It was like the big problem was bots, because they all these scalpers set up these bots that were buying up the consoles like immediately. And it was during COVID, so people weren't going into stores and they were trying to order them online, and bots were just literally swooping up these consoles and then inflating the prices. So
it was all China.
Bad times.
Yeah, they affect a lot of
China
industries, Russia as well, India. There's a lot of countries out there putting out bots. I mean, but you know, us Americans aren't innocent either in the bot department. But
we throw out bots. Americans, you mean the American people use technology in a negative way?
No.
Possibly. Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
My world blue is blown.
I don't know if I believe you. I don't know, dude. I think I blasphemy says I. Don't be talking about great USA.
I'm a traitor.
Like that,
I'm a turncoat. Yeah.
You fucking Benedict Arnold. Germany, 67%.
Look at Ireland. Ireland is 71%.
Ireland
is 71%.
What?
Yo, Cliff, hate to call you out, babe, but Cliff, maybe you guys like should have been more shipped to Australia. Maybe they didn't get enough of you guys down there is the problem.
It's not, so
you're
late,
not on
Cliff.
This list, Australia.
We're just letting you know.
I think Ireland needs to populate Australia a little bit more right now, because their bot problem is out of control.
All these fucking dirty bread thieves.
But so the biggest sector affected by bots is gaming. And gaming was at 57% traffic is bots.
Yo, that's, I don't mind that, though, because I like a nice confidence boost in Fortnite every now and then. You know what I mean? We got to get these bots back into Fortnite. So playing against these fucking 11-year-old sweats, dude.
Oh, yeah.
These 11-year-old sweats.
Yeah, yeah. Get our old man dicks hard, dude. Like, shit. Like, you know how much
we got a chance,
porn guys. I generated today to get this skin? Give me a fucking win, baby.
Come on, dude. Chun-Li can't twerk unless literally I fucking cop a dub.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Dude, yeah, so pretty much what I'm trying to say is Terminator's happening, like, right now.
Oh, yeah.
AI, loco.
Bots, Skynet. Skynet's taking over. You know, crypto mining or just power harnessing of children's hardware.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That was prophesized.
Yeah.
I think
that's
like
how Sandra Bullock looks so young. She uses, like, I heard a story that she uses like Korean
foreskin
baby nut juice on her face to keep her skin nice and young.
All these fucking
Korean babies in particular. Like, I'm not sure what the secret is about Korean nuts. Oh, you know
smart.
I will tell you that this is a funny thing that I found out from my Korean friends. Is that it used to be a tradition that when Korean families had babies, specifically male babies, they would take their first picture with their nuts out on the table, like on display. Nice. Like, yo, like, look at, I got a son. Look at these fucking nuts. So, yeah. So this is, Wu-Tang, dude. Protect your baby's nuts.
They were ahead of their time, bro.
So,
Wu-Tang style.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, one of my Korean friends was like, yo, look at my baby picture. And it was like him on a table with his nuts like fucking front and center. I was like, yo. I was like, this is fucking hilarious. He goes, it's a Korean thing. I was like, That's hilarious. That's
yeah, crazy's so right. Crazy Kaiser's yeah. right. Merrick needs to get on this train. Come on.
On the Korean baby nut train?
The nut table train.
I was in a band named Korean Baby Nuts before.
Oh,
I never told you guys that.
They were pretty good. I didn't know you were in that.
That's, you know, I was lead guitar. And we didn't really take off the way I wanted to, but we could have gone somewhere, I think.
Oh, fuck. Happy 420, everybody. Woo! I'm fucked.
Happy 420, yeah. Now that I think of it, Kami might be Korean.
Yo, Kami does sure have some weird nuts. He does have some weird testicles. He does have testicles that look like they would bring life into Sandra Bullock's face.
Yeah.
No, I think a lot of testicles.
Okay. Call me with the bulgogi pork, dude. Oh. Fuck.
Wow.
Big up, Kami. Right.
Oh. Yeah. Last story of the night is Ghost of Tsushima. So Ghost of Tsushima coming to PC is May 16th, and they're doing some interesting things with this release of the PlayStation port to PC. And PlayStation now has like a overlay that connects with your PlayStation account. So if you were to say you skipped out on Ghost of Tsushima and you want to play it on PC, it will now log the achievements on your PlayStation account. So it has like it kind of has like an interface where it connects with your PlayStation account.
It should be and standard.
Not
for
only
everything.
That, yeah.
For fuck's sake.
We're moving in a direction, you know. And I think like a good indicator of that was Helldivers, because Helldivers was PlayStation, PC. We had crossplay right off the bat. I was playing with Crazy Kaiser on, you know, the first week of release on Helldivers, and he was on PlayStation. I was on PC, and I played with some coworkers that were PlayStation guys on Helldivers. And so with Ghost of Tsushima, they're also doing crossplay with the multiplayer mode for Ghost of Tsushima. So you can play with anybody that's on PS4, PS5, and PC, and you guys can all play together and party up through like this new PlayStation menu. So that drops May 16th on Steam and Epic. Kind of cool. Hopefully,
you
know,
Tsushima's good.
I hope this is a good port. I'm going to play it again on PC. It was one of my favorite games on PlayStation. I loved this game. It was like playing an old samurai movie. It's like playing Kill Bill.
Play it in that fucking...
You make movie scenes in this. And for people that... So Ghost of Tsushima came out the same time as Sekiro, and a lot of people got turned off of Ghost of Tsushima, I think wrongly, because Sekiro was so hard. Ghost of Tsushima is like Spider-Man or Batman Arkham series. That's what Ghost of Tsushima is. It's not hard in terms of like a FromSoft or Souls-like type of aspect. It's the combat where you're surrounded by a bunch of guys and you like counter and jump from enemy to enemy in like a flawless like combo type of combat. Very Spider-Man, you know. So if you enjoyed the Batman or the Spider-Man games, Ghost of Tsushima is right up your alley, and it is not a hard game. It's very casual, awesome open world. Graphics were beautiful, and you can even do stuff like they have a Kurosawa mode where you can turn it black and white, so
that's
it looks like an old dude. It looks like an old samurai movie, and yeah, you can make clips through the entire game. It's so fucking dope. Like, it really, every battle feels like it was something out of an anime, you know, like it was something you painted perfectly in your mind. Yeah, it's
fuck,
so
I gotta
cool
go back into that goddamn game, dude, too. So I never finished it.
Yeah, so kind of cool. And I never got they said the also, so like you would get achievements in both, you know. So this is one of the games, you know how you guys were like talking about me platinuming games, and it's not very many. This is one of them. So I platinumed Ghost of Tsushima on PlayStation. So they said if I had all the achievements, I would still get the Steam achievements if I played it on Steam. So we'll see how this interaction works. I'm kind of excited to see.
Pick up cross progression, bros.
I gotta go back into Ghost of Tsushima. I finished Act One and then so I never. I never went back. Started playing fucking Ratchet.
Japanese versus the Mongols? I mean, come on, man. We're talking about the two greatest warriors of all time facing off.
You got it's Japanese right, or the Mongols?
Heard it here first.
Yep. The game aside, yep. History aside.
I got Jin Sakai. Jin Sakai beats all the Mongols by himself, single-handedly. It's fucking crazy.
But I'm saying, game aside, in real life, if you could bring both back from the dead.
Yes.
Both cultures.
Real life, the Mongols lost to the Japanese.
But still, we can rewrite history.
So the Mongols conquered almost everybody. And they
at the old
took ships to the Japanese islands. And they found these guys called samurai. And the samurai beat that shit up like P. Diddy did Meek Mill. Boom. If you know what I'm saying. Boom. And if you've heard the audio... it's not good. All right. So yeah, Genghis Khan. That was the only. That was the only society he couldn't conquer was the Japanese.
You're fucking ain't right.
But yeah, Genghis Khan. They, you know, bloody they say Lord. All of us. Were you guys born with a birthmark on your ass?
No, I don't know. I got a lot of hair down there. I haven't seen my.
Okay. So there's like this thing. There's like a temporary birthmark on babies.
Let me know.
No, it goes away. So, like, there's a temporary birthmark on babies, and some babies are born with, like a bruise or, like, a birthmark on their ass, and they call it, like, a Mongolian mark, and they say that that's a descendant of Genghis Khan.
Does it gotta be in the shape of anything specific?
Nah, it's just, like, a temporary mark on the ass. Like, right on birth.
It's the shape the baby of a... pictures.
It's the mark, dude.
The shape of a brown person killing a Chinese...
There's a giant percentage that or like a specific. Solid percentage of us that descend from Genghis Khan because that's how well he conquered.
That's how many. Yeah, he fucked a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, his people, not him. I'm sure he didn't impregnate millions.
Not millions.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe 1,000.
Well, you, I mean, like,
I mean, that's a good
you
number.
Know what's funny? Like, I read this book not too long ago. It was called Genghis Khan and the Making of the Modern World. And a lot of people paint Genghis Khan as this evil, you know, like a lord or like a raider or, you know, somebody that pillaged and tyrant, right?
Tyrant.
Who wasn't at the time?
You know, hey man, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
We gotta hate on the greatest to ever do it.
Take a look like, in the mirror.
People were like, 100%,
people were like he built mountains of skulls, and it's like, yeah, okay, they were the biggest mountains, so you gotta fucking hate on it? Like, Jesus Christ.
Could you
guys
you
are
do
just
that?
Mad.
Yeah, that's dude, you're just mad that you couldn't do it. You know what?
You guys are just pissed because you had a small skull mountain.
Jealous.
It was a fucking molehill, alright, of skulls. Genghis Khan over here built in the Himalayas skulls.
Yo, you know? Now do Hitler.
Dropping knowledge, bro. Now,
do Hitler now.
Dropping knowledge.
Hitler, we were in a little bit more advanced state of life, I think. So the conqueror aspect didn't hit as well. It was
that one. It was poor timing.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
If he was just a couple thousand years earlier.
Like the key to comedy is timing, right?
100%.
Hitler's timing was way off. It was
rough
like,
timing.
It was like 2,000 years off, I think.
Hitler.
He was a gladiator born in the wrong era.
He basically made a 9/11 joke on September 12th.
Yeah, you know, some say Brock Lesnar should have been born in the Viking ages. Who knows?
I agree. Now he's on WWE, but then if he was in the Viking age, I would never see him on Monday Night Raw,
He might have been Thorkell. We have no idea what, you know?
Like, shout out Thorkell, dude. Have you seen Thorkell yet? You know who Thorkell is, dude.
Big guy?
Yeah.
I love Thorkell.
He's fucking funny. I like him.
I love him so
You'll love
much.
Him even more.
I can't wait. All right, you get me
on
the Vinland.
But shit. All right, so now that we've settled the debate, Mongolians fucking rule.
Shout out Mongolian beef.
Oh, yeah. Mongolian.
One of my favorites.
It's good.
Fucking bad.
Beef and green onions, give it to me.
Mongolian buffet.
I'm not opposed.
Yeah, I love it. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Lost Boys podcast. Check out LostBoysSociety.org to not only contact us, check out our old shows, but also join the Discord where you can see all this crazy shit happening that we were talking about for updates on everything. We'll get some streaming UFCs. We'll get all kinds of wild clips and links posted and discussions happening. So please.
And put in your application for Vault 420.
Booyah! Yo,
put in your application.
We're getting ready.
420.
We like to mud wrestle in this vault.
We're there officially upon this recording. But
sounds
all right,
gay. I'm in.
It's not. It's straight as hell, dude. I swear.
It's an arrow. Thank you for all the live viewers and chatters tonight. We are live every Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Twitch. Check us out, Lost Boys Society. And of course, wherever you get your podcasts, hit us up. Search for Lost Boys. Subscribe. Follow. Whatever you gotta do. I think that's it. Thank you guys, as always. You've been beautiful.
Love you, babe.
Love you guys.
It's been a real pleasure. You. Oh, he threw the I in there. That means it's real. You know, I love you and I love you.
Like like the I. I thought you meant the contact. I was definitely looking in his eyes when I said it, too.
Oh, my God, dude. To. So sensual. Knight really knows the love languages out there.
Oh, my God. He's a pimp.
He's a real ladies' man.
He's a pimp.
And a man's
West
man.
Coast pimp music.
And a man's man. Well, here's the word we're actually announcing on episode 50. Ghost is transitioning. So you...
Wait till you see 51. Big spoiler.
All right.
All right. That is it, everybody. Thank you again. Peace out.
Hey.
Peace.